This is the Sakha of the 11th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are true friends with the whole world. You should have no enmity with anyone. Question, you are the spiritual military. What direction has the Father given you which you have to put into practice? Answer, you have been given the direction, always wear your badge. Whenever anyone asks you what it is or who you are, tell him, we are the fire brigade who puts out the fire of lust of the whole world. At this time, the whole world is ablaze in the fire of lust. We are giving everyone the message, now become pure and imbibe divine virtues, and your boat will go across. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children are sitting in easy remembrance. Some find it difficult. Many are confused because they think that they have to sit in a very tight or strict manner. The Father says, there is nothing like that here. You may sit how you like. You simply have to remember the Father. There is no question of difficulty in this. Hatha yogis sit in a very tight position, crossing one leg over the other. Here, the Father tells you to sit comfortably. Remember the Father and the cycle of 84 births. This is easy remembrance. While sitting and walking around, this should remain in your intellect. Just as this little boy is sitting next to his father, and he is only aware of his parents. So you too are children, and it is therefore easy to remember the Father. We are Baba's children. We have to claim our inheritance from Baba. You may live at home with your families and carry on working for your livelihoods, but simply remove the remembrance of others from your intellects. Some of you used to remember Hanuman, and others used to remember sages, etc. That remembrance has to be forgotten. Everyone remembers someone. Worshippers go to temples in order to carry out their worship. Here there is no need to go anywhere. Tell anyone you meet, Shiv Baba says, remember me, the one Father. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. He definitely has to come into the corporeal world to say, constantly remember me alone. I am the purifier. This word is right. Baba says, remember me. All of you are impure. This is an impure and Tamo Pradhan world. This is why Baba says, don't remember any bodily being. It is a good thing that no guru, etc. is praised here. The Father says, simply remember me and your sins will be cut away. This is the power of the fire of yoga. The unlimited Father is telling the truth when he says that the God of the Gita is the incorporeal one. It is not a question of Sri Krishna being this. God says, simply remember me alone. There is no other method. By returning home pure, you will claim a high status. Otherwise, your status will be reduced. I am giving you the Father's message. I am a messenger. There is no difficulty in explaining this. Women, stone intellects, hunchbacks, can also claim a high status, whether you live here or at home with your families. It isn't that those who live here stay in remembrance more. Baba says, those who live outside can also stay in remembrance a great deal and do a lot of service. Some come here and become refreshed by the Father and then return home. Therefore, they should have so much happiness inside. There are only a few more days in this dirty world. and we will then go to that land of Sri Krishna. Even Sri Krishna's temple is called a land of happiness, Sukdham. Therefore, since you children now belong to the Unlimited Father, you should experience limitless happiness. You were made into the masters of heaven. You also say, Baba, I met you 5,000 years ago, and I will meet you again. You have to be victorious over Maya by remembering the Father. You no longer want to stay in this land of sorrow. You are studying in order to go to that land of happiness. Everyone has to settle his or her accounts and return home. I have come to establish the new world. All the rest of the souls will go and stay in the land of liberation. The Father says, I am the death of all death. I free all souls from their bodies and take them all back home with me. Everyone asks to go back soon because they don't want to live here. This is an old world and an old body. The Father now says, I will take everyone back with me. I will not leave anyone behind. All of you called out to me, O Purifier, come. People don't understand the meaning of that, although they continue to remember me. They chant the name of the Purifier, referring to King Rama of the warrior clan of the Silver Age. Shiv Baba neither becomes a king nor rules a kingdom. It is wrong to call him King Rama. When they turn the beads of a rosary, they say Rama's name. This is how they remember God. God is Shiva. Human beings have given him many names. They even call Sri Krishna by many names. Shyamasundara, Vaikunthanath, the Lord of Paradise, Makan Kaur, Butter Thief, etc. Would you say Sri Krishna was someone who stole butter? Not at all. You now understand that God is incorporeal. No bodily being can be God. If even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called God, how can human beings call themselves God? The rosary of victory of 108 of the Father is remembered. Shiv Baba established heaven. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, were the masters of that heaven. They must definitely have made effort prior to that. That is called the confluence age between the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. It is the confluence of the cycles. However, those people then spoke of a confluence of every age. They forgot that they called him the incarnation and said that he was in the pebbles and stones and in every speck of dust. That too is in the drama. Anything that becomes the past is called the drama. After there has been a quarrel with someone, that has become the past. Therefore, you mustn't think about it. Acha, if someone said something or other, just forget it. He said the same thing in the previous cycle too. If you remember it, you continue to become upset. Don't even speak about it again. You children have to do service. There shouldn't be any obstacles to service. You mustn't show any weakness in service. It is Shiv Baba's service. You must never refuse to do it. Otherwise, you will destroy your own status. You have become the Father's helpers. Therefore, you have to give him complete help. You mustn't even slightly deceive the Father in doing his service. The message has to be given to everyone. The Father continues to say, give the museum such a name that when people see it, they will be pulled to enter it and can thereby come to understand. This is something new. And when people see something new, they immediately enter. Nowadays, people come from abroad to learn the ancient yoga of Bharat. Ancient means the oldest of all. That can only be the yoga taught by God, which he taught 5,000 years ago. There is no yoga in the golden and silver ages. The one who taught you then departed. Only when he comes again after 5,000 years does he teach Raj Yoga. Ancient means 5,000 years ago when God taught it. That same God will then come at the confluence age once again and teach you Raj Yoga, through which you can become pure. At this time, even the elements are Tamo Pradhan. Even water causes so much damage. Calamities continue to happen in the old world. In the Golden Age, there is no question of calamities. There, nature becomes your servant. Here, nature becomes your enemy and causes sorrow. There was no question of sorrow in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. That was the Golden Age, the age of truth. It is now being established once again. The Father is teaching you ancient Raj Yoga, and he will teach it again after 5,000 years. Whatever part someone has, he will play that same part again. The Unlimited Father is also playing his part. The Father says, I enter this one, carry out this establishment, and then return home. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. This old world will be destroyed. When it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, the old world didn't exist. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago. It cannot be a matter of hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says, in order to benefit yourselves, forget everything else and engage yourselves in doing this service. Don't sulk and then become deceitful in the service you do. This is God's service. There will be many storms of Maya, but don't deceive anyone in doing God the Father's service. The Father continues to give you directions for the sake of service. You are true friends of anyone who comes, even your friends and relatives. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are friends with the whole world, because you are the Father's helpers. There should be no enmity among friends. If something happens, just say, remember Shiv Baba. Engage yourself in following the Father's Srimat. Otherwise, you will cause yourself a loss. When you come here by train, you are all free. You have a very good chance to do service. The badge is a very good thing. Each one of you definitely has to wear it. When someone asks who you are, tell him, we are the fire brigade. The fire brigade that puts out fires. The whole world is now burning in the fire of lust. The Father now says, conquer lust, the greatest enemy. Remember the Father and become pure. Imbibe divine virtues and your boat will go across. These badges have been created according to Srimat. Very few children do service using their badge. Baba explains to you so many times in the Murlis. Every Brahmin should have a badge. Explain the badge to whomever you meet. This is Baba. You have to remember him. We are not praising the corporeal one. The bestower of salvation for all is the one incorporeal Father, and it is he who has to be remembered. Your sins will be cut away with the power of yoga, and your final thoughts will then lead you to your destination. You will be liberated from the land of sorrow, and you will then go to the land of Vishnu. This is such good news. You can also give them some literature. Tell them, because you are poor, we will give it to you free of charge. Wealthy ones should give some money because plenty have to be printed. This is such a thing that you can change from a beggar and become a master of the world. You continue to receive these explanations. Tell anyone of any religion, in fact, you are a soul. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. Destruction is now just ahead. This world is going to change. If you remember Shiv Baba, you will go to the land of Vishnu. Tell them, we are giving you something that is worth millions and billions. Baba has told you so many times that you have to serve using your badge. But some of you don't even wear your badge because you are too embarrassed. When Brahmin teachers come here with a group, or when they go to work on their own, they should definitely be wearing this badge. When you explain this badge to people, they will become very happy. Tell them, we only believe in the one Father. Only he can give everyone peace and happiness. Therefore, remember him. Souls cannot return home impure. This old world is now going to change. While you are coming here, you should do service in this manner on the way. Your name will be glorified a great deal. Baba understands that you are perhaps too embarrassed to wear your badge, and that is why you don't do any service. Firstly, you should have the badge. Then together with this, you should have pictures of the Trimurti, the cycle, and the tree. Sit amongst yourselves and explain to one another, and many will gather around you. When they ask, what is this? Tell them, Shiv Baba is establishing the new world through this one Brahma. The Father says, now remember me and become pure. Impure souls cannot return home. Tell them such sweet things that everyone listens in great happiness. However, this doesn't sit in anyone's intellect. When you go to your center for class, you should always wear your badge. Military people always wear their badge. Are they ever too embarrassed to wear it? You are the spiritual military. The Father is giving you directions. So why don't you put them into practice? When you wear your badge, you are able to remember Shiv Baba. I am a child of Shiv Baba. Day by day, centers will continue to open. Someone or other will emerge. They will say, you don't have a branch in this town. Tell them, if someone makes arrangements and invites us to come and offers us accommodation, we can come and do service here. When children have courage, the Father helps. The Father only tells you children to open centers and do service. All of these are Shiv Baba's shops. They are being run by the children. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Never sulk among yourselves and be deceitful in the service you do. Don't become an obstacle. Don't show your weaknesses, but become the Father's complete helpers. 2. After there has been a quarrel with someone, that has become the past. Therefore, you mustn't think about it. Someone may have said something or other, but you should forget it. He said the same thing in the previous cycle, so never mention it again. Blessing, may you be a messenger of peace and become a master bestower of peace and power and give others the message of peace. You children are messengers of peace. Wherever you may be staying, move along while considering yourselves to be messengers of peace. I am a messenger of peace, and I am giving the message of peace. By doing this, you yourself will remain a powerful embodiment of peace, and you will also continue to give peace to others. When people cause peacelessness, give them peace. If they cause a fire, you shower water. This is the duty of you messengers of peace, you master bestowers of peace and power. Slogan, just as it feels easy to come into sound, so let it be just as easy to go beyond sound. Avyakt signal, now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. Constantly experience the stage of a light and might house in your yoga. This knowledge is light and yoga is might. These two powers of knowledge and yoga should be filled with light and might. You can then be called a master or mighty authority. Such a powerful soul will be able to overcome any type of situation in a second. Om Shanti.